We all need to hear this, and it is this. We need truth. But the truth has to be more than just factual evidence in a book. It is more than propositional. It is empowered by the Holy Spirit. It must become a reality in your life. A reality of the cross, a reality of the resurrection, a reality of the power of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. Because until it becomes a reality, you're nothing more than a little boy parrot who says all the right things and doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. Most people in churches today are unconverted and grudgingly do righteousness and grudgingly let go of wickedness. We have this idea that self-denial is a sinful creature letting go of the wicked things he loves and embracing the righteous things he hates in order to save his own skin. But self-denial, what it truly is this, is the reality of a new creature, simply living out what he has become through the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, living according to his new nature, doing the righteous deeds that he now loves, and putting off the sinful deeds of the fallen, unregenerate flesh, which he now hates. It is the willing and joyful response of the regenerate man whose mind has grasped something of God's glory, something of the worth of Christ's sacrifice, and something of the greatness of the salvation that has been so freely given to him. So we are not talking in self-denial about this grudging, horrid, popish type of thing, but this thing of a new creature who has been transformed by the power of God, has been given a new heart that loves and desires righteousness, has been given spiritual eyes so that when first of all, after being regenerate, opens those eyes and sees the beauty and the wonder of Christ, desires him and is irresistibly drawn to him. I'm talking about a gospel with power. A gospel of power. And when you believe in a gospel of power and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, you no longer have to depend upon the arm of the flesh and all the silly little travesties and Ferris wheels that are built in the name of Jesus in order to attract people. It is not just a gospel of truth, but a gospel of power. Until you grasp the power of regeneration, you cannot understand the doctrine and the calling to self-denial. Man is a fallen, radically depraved, spiritually dead, morally corrupt, sin-loving, God-hating creature. In the very core of his being, he is as opposed to God as the devil himself. He cannot change and has no desire to do so. He loves a lie and will do everything in his power to restrain and suppress any and every truth about God. And the more he knows about God, the more he hates him, because God is righteous and man is evil. Now, how do you take something like that? How do you expect a creature like that to all of a sudden hear a gospel message of self-denial and turn his back on absolutely everything he is and at all cost follow the Christ? How can you expect a man to take a journey of 1,000 miles if he's neither willing nor able to take the first step? And this idea of, well, as the brother put it, is, well, let's get them saved and then gradually introduce them to salvation and to discipleship and to the call to self-denial. But I want to tell you something. It is not any more easier to coax a dead man to take one step than it is to coax him to take a million. If he's dead, he's dead. And within that is found the power of regeneration. Because I, as a preacher, an itinerant, nothing, little preacher, because of my belief in the power of the gospel and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, I can look at the most defiled man on the face of the earth and tell him to forsake his mother, his father, his lands, his home, his own life, and I can expect that out of the group of them, somebody's coming out. I do not have to lay down the bar on the gospel. I can bid men to come and die from the very moment I speak with them because I believe in the power of resurrection. Someone says, how can you expect a man to do that? I said, well, let me answer that with another question. How can Ezekiel command bones to live? And how can Jesus cry out to a dead man and tell him to come forth? Because salvation is not just some mere, tiny, puny human decision. It is the supernatural work of God. I would submit to you that there is more power revealed in the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit in the life of one sinner than all the power revealed in the 6 days of creation. We need to believe that. Then we don't have to succumb to trickery and device. When I'm looking for missionaries, I see all kinds of boys go in front of me. I want one man who'll take one open Bible, walk out in the middle of the town square and preach until they kill him or someone comes out of there born again. Because that's all that's required. The truth. When God truly does a work of salvation, genuine conversion, in the life of a man, although we should not expect the unbelieving world to see it and understand it in its fullness, we should expect them to misinterpret it, but we should expect them to see something they cannot explain. The same God who has the power to justify wicked men because his own son died in their law place under his wrath, that same God has the power to regenerate a heart and make a man not only be a new creature, but act like one. Has the power of God so regenerated your heart that you now hate the sin you once loved? Has God done such a work in your heart that he's now precious to you? Salvation is all about the work of God demonstrating the glory of God. See, we've got this idea, we just label everybody Christian, and then from then on, it's not about salvation, just the kind of reward you get. That's not true. There is a difference between being a broken, confessing Christian, okay, who has victory over besetting sins, and then some Christian that's just drowned in besetting sins. He promises you, believer, that he is going to work in your life and cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Progress! Progress! Go higher up and further in. More like him, more like him, more like him. Striving to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.